Ian Thorpe Website www.ianthorpe.ca. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, I am not associated with any slate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live in Nanaimo, and have done so for over 50 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Retired teacher, school administrator with 35-year career in Nanaimo. I have also written a local sports column in the news bulletin paper for over 40 years, and used to do part-time radio broadcasting. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I am the longest-serving incumbent councillor, having served two terms since first being elected in 2014. During this past term, I was appointed to the mayor's leaders table as a community leader. Among other duties, I sit on the Nanaimo Port Authority, City Liaison Committee and the Protocol Working Group involving the City and Snoonie Moak First Nation. Previously, I chaired the Parks and Recreation Commission, and the Public Safety Committee. For 2 years during this term, I was board chair of the Regional District of Nanaimo, and am currently chair of the Nanaimo Regional District Hospital Board. I have a long history of community involvement in Nanaimo, and have served on the executive of many local organizations. I am a longtime member of the Royal Canadian Legion and of Nanaimo North Rotary. Why are you running? What's your motivation? It is an honor and a privilege to be a city councillor. Nanaimo has been very good to me, and I strongly believe in giving back to the community. COVID brought many challenges during this past term, but many people encouraged me to run again. I am a strong advocate for good governance, and one aspect of that is to remember our civic mandate and focus on issues which we can control. We need fiscal responsibility and mature leadership. My past two terms on council have given me valuable insight and knowledge of the challenges and opportunities facing our beautiful city. What are your top three issues? 1. Improving community safety and decreasing social disorder. Our city needs to be safe, attractive, and welcoming for residents, visitors, and businesses. 2. Holding the line on council spending and tax increases. We need tax revenues to run our city. But in the current economic climate of high inflation and cost of living, many families are struggling. We need to focus on providing basic services that our residents expect, such as water, sewer, and road infrastructure, police and fire services. 3. Fostering more affordable housing for young families and workers. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? The current council recently completed the Nanaimo Reimagined City Plan, which outlines a vision of the future. I agree with many components of the plan. I want to see a safe, attractive, and inclusive city that is welcoming to residents and visitors. I want to see a city with a prosperous and resilient economy, supportive of local businesses. I want to see an affordable, livable city with healthy neighborhoods served by sufficient infrastructure and an efficient transportation system. I want to see sustainable growth, and a beautiful and thriving downtown. I want to see a community in which council decisions are based on main values of sustainability, economic health, environmental responsibility, social equity, healthy lifestyle, and cultural vitality. What's one big idea you have for your community? The one big idea I have for my community has already been identified by many of our citizens: expansion and improvement to our waterfront walkway, specifically from the ferry terminal to Departure Bay Beach. This is an exciting project with tremendous potential to enhance our waterfront and become a prime attraction to bring residents and visitors to our downtown area. The project has wide support, and preliminary plans have been drawn up. But it will be very costly, and a borrowing referendum will be required. I would love to see it proceed, but given the current economic realities of labor shortages and high cost of materials, I believe it would be prudent to continue planning but to delay the referendum until the economic climate settles and costs can be determined.